Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
Hey, beautiful brown girl. This is Bree with the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Happy 2020. I feel like Oprah when I say that. Happy 2020. And you get a new year. And you get a new year. And you get a new year. Woo, child, we made it. Can we just appreciate the fact that we made it into, like, officially, like, full on, like, we have made it into the year 2020. I'm, like, so excited for 2020. I've been excited, actually, for 2020, like, the actual year 2020 for some time now, because number one, when I think of 2020, when I used to think about 2020, I would always think of, like, vision. And part of that is because my daughter graduates from high school in 2020. So I was really, once I figured out that she was graduating in 2020, like when she was younger, for some reason, I don't know, it's just something about 2020. It just feels like a more solid year than like 2019 or like 2021. I don't know. I can't really explain it or put the true meaning behind why that is so important, but it just really is. So when I found out that she was going to be graduating in 2020, I was just so excited. Like, I was sitting there calculating mentally, like, her, like, when she was born, and then, like, you know, this is when she was younger, like, maybe in, like, kindergarten or first or second grade. And when I figured out she was going to graduate in 2020, that just, I don't know. It just really floats my boat. I don't know. Whatever. But yeah, so we made it into 2020 and I'm so excited and I'm so glad that you are tuning into the podcast today. And by the way, I should have said this before. My name is Bree and I'm the host of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. In case you are not aware, I like to talk a lot and sometimes get off track. So let's wheel this train back into the station here, because today we are going to briefly talk about vision. And specifically vision boards. I'm so excited. Every year I would say, okay, I'm going to raise your hand if this is you. Every year I would say, I'm going to make a vision board and I'm going to do all the things and, you know, life's going to be perfect and magical and wonderful. And it's just all going to be just fabulous. Right. And I'm going to make this vision board. I would never make a vision board. Like, never. I would always say, yeah, I'm going to make a vision board. And I would get started and I have like remnants of vision boards around the house and scraps of magazines and glue sticks and markers. Like, I would get all the things that would just make a phenomenal vision board, like the best, like what are those cardboard board things called? Like the poster board. Like, I'd get the best poster board and the best sparkly like markers and gel pens and like pens in like 75 different colors, hella markers, right? 75,000 magazines, like new scissors. I'm actually kind of embarrassed to even be saying this because it's terrible now that I'm saying this out loud. Like, I would just buy all these things and then I would go home and I would get started and I would be like so stoked, like, yeah, man, I'm about to make a vision board and everything's going to be great. And I would just not make the vision board. Like, I would just, and I figured out why I wasn't doing it, because I had a part of this process to me wrong. I was going at it the wrong way. And so I want to talk today about vision boards, because I literally have finished my vision board, or I should say I'm like 90% finished with my vision board. Excuse me. Actually, I worked on it for the last week and it is 90% done. Like, honestly, it really is done. It is done, but it's not complete to me because I want to go in and add just a few more like tweaks, and I'll kind of talk about that in just a moment. But like, if you saw my vision board today, like if I showed it to you, you would be like, oh, okay, it's done. Like, I have pictures and different things up there and all that good stuff. But to me, I just have a few more things I want to put up there. But I realized that I was going about this the wrong way. So hopefully, if you are like me and you're a procrastinator and sometimes you don't finish what you start because you get discouraged or confused, or you just kind of don't know exactly how you want, you know, how you want things to be, then I hope that this episode of the show will bring a little bit of clarity to you while you're making your vision boards, because I want us all to win and I want you to make a vision board this year. Like, if you always make vision boards, then sis, I'm giving you a virtual high five right now because I am so proud of you and that's phenomenal. And for those of us that maybe just missed the mark or, you know, haven't had a chance to do it yet, that I'm still high-fiving you too, sis, because you are A-okay in my book. And there is nothing wrong with not having yet made a vision board for 2020. But we're going to get it done because we are goal setters and we are go-getters and we're going to knock out this vision board, right? Right. So, first of all, let me just get this out of the way. So, I have to be honest with you, and I am in this percentage, but 92, I read an interesting, like, factoid or whatever, that 92% of folks, like me and you, that get gung-ho about the new year, like, you know, and we have these visions in our head of all the things that we're going to do, 92% of us don't even end up achieving the goals that we think about or try to set in the new year. Like, nine, that's like 9 out of 10 people. I don't know how many millions or billions of people there are in the world. But I can tell you that I am in that 92%, like year after year after year. And this is not to say that I didn't achieve goals. I'm not saying that, but it wasn't done in a, it was just kind of like a, it's kind of hard to explain. It was just like I was just like trying to grab what I could. You know what I mean? It wasn't done in a, in an organized, I don't know if that's the right word, but there wasn't enough or a lot of thought behind it. You know what I mean? I didn't have a few key things in place. So, the first thing is vision board. Duh. First word is vision, right? Vision is important. And reason why vision is important, because it's like it sets the course for like the direction that you're going to move in. It takes you from where you are right now, point A, and gets you to like point F or point Z or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it takes you from who you are right now as a person and whatever it is you're aspiring to, and it just helps you get to that next level. It brings clarity and helps like give you more confidence and boldness. Like, when honestly, now that my board is done, again, minus a few tweaks, just me looking at it, I just feel so empowered. And some of us may not need vision boards. Like, I guess depending on how you learn or the type of person, like if you're not a visual person, maybe you get more clarity, maybe not from writing things down. Maybe it's just more so you hearing things repetitively. I think we might all be a little bit different, but for me, and if you're like me, seeing something, not only hearing stuff, but seeing something in front of me that just outlines or has images of things that I am striving for. I don't know. It just makes me feel really empowered. It really, honest to goodness, it makes me feel empowered and bold and confident just to see those things on my vision board. So I want that for you too. So vision's super important. Now, one of the mistakes that I realized that I made, and I hope that you do not do this, is when it came to making vision boards in the past, and one of the reasons why I couldn't quite complete it is because I didn't take 10 minutes, 30 minutes to even sit down and really think about and write down what the heck my goals were. Now, what kind of common sense does that make? I told you, I went out and bought all the things, okay? I had the magazines, I had the scissors, I had the sparkly pens, I had the stickers, I had the poster board, whatever. You know, I had all those things, which is great. But how in the heck can you have all those things, but then you can't take 20 minutes, 30 minutes and sit down and reflect on, for example, 2019 and what you accomplished, what you didn't accomplish, things you wanted to do, and then have vision or think about your 2020 and then write those things down? Like, that just doesn't even make sense to me. It's like, I don't even know what I was thinking, to be honest with you. I just wanted to be like, oh, I did a vision board. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's doing a vision board. Everyone was doing a vision board, and I wanted to do a vision board. But I really didn't think about the things. I mean, I did, but I didn't. Hopefully this makes sense. It was just a rushed or trying to make a vision board because it was kind of cool, you know, and the cool kids were doing it. But I wasn't really putting the effort and the thought behind it besides cutting up some pictures and putting them on the board. So I encourage you, if you haven't taken time to think about and reflect on like 2019, or if you even want to go back, you know, over the last few years, and just think about some of the challenges you've had, think about some of the things you want to do, think about some of the goals you want to hit that you just, for whatever reason, you couldn't. Think about those things, right? You know, think about how you could have done things differently, things you wanted to do or things that didn't happen in your life. And then bring those things, if they're still important to you, if they're still valid for where you are right now and who you want to be a year from now, or even a couple of years from now or a few years from now, make some goals for 2020. And I invite you to make goals for not only 2020, but some that are a little far off as well. I think it's important just to kind of, when you're thinking of your vision, it isn't necessarily just trying to hit all these things in 2020. I think for me, that might be a little more pressure, but maybe for you it won't be. But I just think that if you have a range of a few things, like have some 2020 goals, and whatever those are for you, identify them, you know, we'll talk about that. But also have some that are kind of beyond 2020's reach, that you have something even more so to strive for. So for example, let's say you want to save some money, okay? So, and I kind of got my hand slapped for this, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, on Instagram. If you follow on Instagram, or if you don't, it's at Brown Girl Self Care. That's my Insta, or that's the Insta for Brown Girl Self Care. And what did I write? I had wrote something. Actually, I'm going to go and find it really quickly, since this is really off the cuff. I wrote something on Instagram on the page. Where is it? Here it is. Yeah, actually, it's my last post. And I just said, you know, just because it's a new year doesn't mean you can now magically do all the things. And I put that in quotations. If you didn't do them in 2019, be real with yourself. And people kind of took offense to that and said I was being like a Debbie Downer. And, you know, someone said I didn't expect that kind of, you know, pessimistic attitude coming from you or this page or whatever. And I understood, you know, I get it. Maybe I wasn't clear, but I am a firm believer. Like, how can I say this? So for example, when I say have a few visions that are far off, or, you know, further down the road than 2020. So for example, if one of your goals is to save money, but you have never saved money in your life, like for example, every time you save $1,000 in the bank, and you're like, okay, great, I have $1,000 in the bank saved, now I can build on that. But something always happens. Your car breaks down. The lights get shut off. You got to lend money to your cousin because they got kicked out. You know, you got to bail somebody out of jail. Hopefully we're not bailing people out of jail in 2020, but, you know, hey. But if you're not used to doing certain things, or you don't have certain habits developed, just to now put that pressure on yourself and be like, okay, in 2020, I'm doing all the things. To me personally, it just does not make sense. I believe that, yes, you can accomplish what you want to accomplish, but you have to be realistic. If that's offensive to you, then more power to you. I understand, but that's just how I feel. And that's the beauty about everything. I don't have to agree with you and you don't have to agree with me. But I think that if you don't have habits in place to get you where you want to go, then putting a stack of cash on your vision board and saying $1 million in 6 months, hey, I'm not saying you can't do it, but I wouldn't put that on my vision board as far as a goal that I'm going to hit in a few months, because I know realistically I need to, you know, build up, if that makes any sense. I need to first make $10,000. Okay. I made $10,000. All right. Now, how did I make that $10,000? What can I do to scale whatever it is I'm doing to now get to $50,000? Okay. I made $50,000. Now, what do I need to tweak? Can I keep going in this direction? Don't need to tweak anything. You know, am I making any mistakes along the way? What's happening here? Kind of analyzing this process. Okay, you made $50,000. Now, let's go for $100,000. Then let's go for, you know, $250,000, $500,000. And to get from point A to point Z, it may not be something that you can do in 6 months to a year. Or if you say, you know, I want to buy a Range Rover in 2020. But unfortunately, some of us, you know, our credit is not necessarily where it needs to be right now. And there's totally nothing wrong with that. And you can totally clean up your credit. But there are steps to doing that. Perhaps you might be struggling with a job that you're not happy with right now. So you're looking, you know, to move into a different role or a different position or even at a new job. So you have certain things that you need to do to get to that Range Rover. You know what I'm saying? So maybe that's not something necessarily you put on your vision board as far as I'm going to have this for sure in 2020, because what happens when if you don't get it? You know what I'm saying? Can you have the Range Rover? Absolutely. Do I want you to have the Range Rover, sis? Hell yes. Absolutely. I want you to get out there and get it.
I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracy Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture, but it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience, from the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracy Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott. These episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. There is no shame in needing to rebuild. So I'm in a season of taking back my financial power, and that looks like getting my credit together, because having credit is powerful. I'll be making a move next year to another state, and I'm doing what I know to do now so that my credit won't prevent me from being able to rent another home. If you're in a similar situation, one tool I want you to know about is Kickoff, the credit builder that requires no credit check and is super simple to get started with today. Kickoff is a credit line that is just for credit building, not everyday spending, and there are zero catches. You make on-time payments, the credit bureau will see your good behavior, and your credit grows. Sign up in minutes from your phone and start building credit right away. Join over 1 million people building credit with a Kickoff credit account today. Get your first month for $1 at getkickoff.com/selfcare today. That's Kickoff without the C. GetKIKOFF.com/selfcare. Special offer applies to new Kickoff premium customers for their first month only. Subject to approval and only available on getkickoff.com/selfcare. Terms of offer are subject to change. Hair care is not one size fits all. At the beginning of my natural journey back in the 2000s, I remember feeling so frustrated because at the time, there weren't many brands even acknowledging type 4 hair. So you had to search high and low for products that even worked. Having a great hair day is possible thanks to Way. My hair is dense with fine strands and it's super kinky, coily, and dry. Found out that part of the dryness was because my conditioner had to fight its way through buildup in hard water. If this sounds like you, you have got to add Way's Detox Shampoo to your rotation. It brought my hair back to life and now it's forever a must-have. Another must-have for me is Way's Hair Oil. So once my wash and go is dry, I love to fluff and scrunch with Way's Hair Oil and it makes it feel softer and healthier. You want more volume? Way has a shampoo and conditioner for that. More moisture? They got a shampoo and conditioner for that too. Spend less time guessing and more time rocking a great hair day with Way Hair Care. Wash your way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theouai.com and use code SELFCARE for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code SELFCARE.
Anything, everything, whatever your heart desires, get it, girl. All I'm saying is do it to where it makes sense. Do it in increments. Create those habits, create those patterns that are going to launch you to wherever it is you're trying to get. You know what I'm saying? Just create some habits and get some habits in place. So, So I hadn't written down any goals, but I was expecting to, you know, it's like I didn't have the goals. And with your goals, if you don't have goals, how do you get into a mindset to where you can start to accomplish and do the things that you want to do and have the things that you want to have and be the type of person that you want to be? Without the mindset, it's going to be damn hard. It's going to be damn hard. So some of us need to work on a few different areas in our life to elevate ourselves. Definitely something that I'm working on. I have so much stuff to work on. I have a lot of stuff to work on and we'll just leave it at that. But yeah, so I didn't have a clear vision. I had no direction and I was just pasting stuff on a half-assed attempt at a vision board. And I was wondering like, oh, why I wasn't motivated to finish, why I couldn't figure out what I wanted to put on my vision board. It just didn't make any sense. So this year, totally did things different. As you know, I'm a journaler. If you listen to the show or you follow on Instagram or you're part of the community, I journal a lot. And so I already kind of knew some of the goals that I had. You know what I'm saying? I already knew some of the goals that I have. So when I went to make my vision board this time, it was much easier because I have some health goals. I have a savings goal. Let me look at my board really quick because it's behind me. I have my thing this year really is going to be about giving. I want to give to, for example, people in my city that may be down on their luck. They might be homeless. Luckily, one of the magazines, I forget which magazine it was in, but it had a care kit for homeless people. Like it had a list of stuff that you can put in a care kit, like socks and toothbrushes and notebooks and pencils and wipes and things like that. I think chapstick and stuff like that. That was perfect. So that definitely went on my vision board. So just different things like that. But now that I have this direction, now that I have this goal, it made identifying pictures and phrases and things like that, it just made it make sense. So I didn't feel, I guess, fake, if you will, about creating this vision board because I knew that what I wanted to do was solid. I knew that what I want to do and how I want to be is doable and something that I can do in 2020. Or if not in 2020, it may be a year or two out, but I can do it. I can have it. I can be it. And because these are attainable goals that make sense. So for example, one of my goals this year is to save $10,000. At first I was going to put save $100,000. However, I didn't because, or not yet. So when I said having multiple goals, That's what I meant. So on my board right now, I have save $10,000. That is what I want to hit by the end of 2020. Mind you, that's with me paying bills. I don't have a job right now. So I'm it's out of my reach, kind of, but not too far out of my reach where it's just like, there's no way in hell I'm going to be able to do this. It's something that I know that if I work for it, work hard enough for it, I can do this. And honestly, I feel like I can probably do beyond $10,000 in savings. But that's why on my vision board, I'm also going to have a $100,000 goal. And I know that this $100,000 goal for my savings is something that is like a stretch goal, right? So kind of like what I was talking about before, is this something that I can do in 2020? Possibly, if I have the habits in place and if I can really get things going the way that I intend to get things going. However, $10,000 to me right now, where I am right now, is a stretch. But I feel like it's an attainable or obtainable stretch. And then the $100,000 stretch, like that's a real stretch goal that is on my vision board. And I know that I can hit that within, you know, a few years. Also on my vision board, I haven't put it up yet, not in its entirety, but I'm going to have a picture of a house on it. I've been looking at like different kind of houses. I don't know if I want to go with like a tiny home. I don't know if I want to have like a container home, which I think they're totally cool. I'm like totally obsessed with like container homes right now. I don't know if I'm going to live in another state. I don't know if I'm going to stay in California. I just don't know. So I'm still kind of thinking about that as a goal, praying on it, things like that. But I'm going to put an image of a house on it, knowing again, that this may or may not be something that happens in 2020. However, this achievement of a house could be very well within the next 12 to 36 months. So it's like you have some goals, like kind of like you have kind of like some easy goals on there that you know you can hit, you know, within a month or two or 6 months. So that way you don't feel discouraged. You feel empowered. You're going for it. You're getting it. But then you have, again, some like stretch goals that may take 12 months, 18 months, 24 months for you to obtain. Hopefully that made sense. Now, the other key for me with this vision board that I want to mention is that I want to make sure that I put it up in a place where I will see it all the time. So I am either going to hang it on my wall in my bedroom, or I'm going to put it actually in front of the TV, the TV screen. Like we have a TV screen downstairs in our living room, or a TV. Why do I keep saying TV screen? We have a TV in our living room. And I know that if I put it right in front of the actual TV screen, because it's sitting on a stand, if I put it right in front of the TV screen, every time I go to turn on that TV, I'm going to see that damn vision board. Every single time. I have to physically pick it up and move it to turn on the TV, to veg out on Hulu, Netflix, Lifetime movies, whatever it is I'm watching. And it's like, it'll be right in front of me. Like literally my vision will be in front of me every time I go to turn on that TV, which I'm hoping will have me thinking, is this TV time worth it? What have you done for your goals today? What have you done for your goals this week? You know what I'm saying? What habits are you building? What books are you reading? What things are you creating right now that are going to get you closer to those things that are on your vision board? Because the TV is not going to get it for you. The TV is not going to help you get the goals that you're trying to get. The TV is not going to help you hit $10,000 in savings. I have another goal to pay off my car in the next 24 months. The TV is not going to help me to pay off my car in the next 12 to 24 months. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to have this vision board in my living room, right in front of the TV screen, where I will see it at least a couple of times a day, because when I have to go to the car, I'll be seeing it. When I have to come from the car, I'll see it. And then if I even think about turning on the TV, which I may still do, but I know that I'm going to weigh, you know what I'm saying? The pros and cons every time I turn on that TV, and I got to take that vision board down. So hopefully that made sense. And then also one thing that I forgot to mention, because I kind of jumped ahead, is when I said I had to go back and tweak, there's like maybe a couple of things that I want to add as far as pictures, but pretty much my vision board's done. But what I want to go back and do is make affirmational statements about the actual goals, and not just have, like, I have some words on my vision board. Like, for example, the word elevate. I have stay rooted in the word of God and prayer. I have calm and relaxed. I have faith. I have saving money. I have mindset, and the sky's the limit, and different things like that. Plus, I have some pictures and stuff. But for my pictures that are the goals I want to hit, I want to actually go to my computer, which I'm going to do, and I'm going to print out actual affirmation type statements for these goals. I haven't thought of what they are yet, but for example, for the picture of the car on the vision board, what would I even say? I would say maybe something like, I don't even know. I am driving my paid off Toyota Camry. Or just something like that. Just something positive, something that is affirmational. I don't even know if affirmational is a real word or not. I feel like I'm making it up. I don't know, but I'm using it. So please excuse me if it's not. But I want to go back, and for every image, every goal that I have on my vision board, I want to make like an affirmation or some type of positive I am statement for it. And then to top it off, I'm also going to... So I have some Bible stuff on my vision board as well, or not Bible, some God-related stuff on my vision board as well. I want to add some Bible verses because this year I am really, like, one of my biggest things that I'm working on, and this is kind of like a side conversation here, but one of the biggest things that I'm working on is my anxiety, my fear, my worry. Those, like, anxiety, fear, and worry, I am really going to be honing in on that this year and really working on that and working through that and healing from that and learning not to be so wound up and stressed out. I have some stuff I have to do even this week. We're literally like in the first week of, or like the first full week of January, and I have to go to court for something. And I'm just like, this is freaking ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is freaking ridiculous. But what I'm not going to do is sit here and stress out about it as much as I want to, because it's like, it's just not healthy and it's not worth it. You know, it's just not worth it. So on my vision board, I want to make sure that I put Bible verses up that deal directly with the things that I'm dealing with right now, like right now, that I can focus on for the next year. So again, that was just like a side conversation. So again, if you're anything like me, as we wrap up this quick chat, and you love the idea of a vision board, you've kind of played around with the vision board, you've thought about it, you're still thinking about it, but you're not sure, I wish that I could sit here and tell you that, man, make a vision board and it changes your life. I'm sure that it does, but I'm not going to say anything that, I'm not going to lie. You know what I mean? I'm sure that a vision board can change your life. It just hasn't changed my life because I've never fully committed to one. So I can't tell you that, though I can say I'm sure that vision boards are incredible for the people that actually make them and use them. So hopefully in 2021, when I talk about vision boards again and give an update, I can then say, man, vision boards work. I committed to it. And these are the goals that I achieved. These are the people that I was able to help because I wanted to give. And this is how I did. This is how I paid my car off. You know what I'm saying? This is how I saved $10,000 or $20,000 in 2020. This is how I knocked out these goals. And it was in part thanks to this vision board, because it kept my direction, my vision, you know, in front of me. right? So hopefully that made sense. I want to know, have you already made a vision board? Are you thinking about making a vision board? Are you on the fence? Did you not quite know how to start? I'm just curious to know if vision boards are your jam or they are not your jam. Oh, now this is a disclaimer. This is the last thing I will say about vision boards. This might be a little controversial, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it because this is my truth. It doesn't necessarily mean it's your truth or anyone else's. This is just my truth. One thing that and it was tough for me to even put like a house, you know, on my vision board because like if you look at my vision board, you won't see like cars and things like that because the vision that I have for my life, I want it to be the vision that God has for my life, if that makes sense. I want to walk in his will. I want to walk in his path, his purpose for my life, excuse me. So I don't know if a Range Rover would ever be in my future, though I would love to have a Range Rover or a really nice luxury SUV, man, or a beautiful home. I really don't know if those things are in my path. And one thing that I don't want to do is make it this vision board about like obsessing over things I'm trying to quote unquote manifest by my own will. Does that make sense? That is not what a vision board is for me. It's not about me just putting all these fabulous things that I would love to have on this board and then saying that I'm going to manifest this and I'm going to manifest that and I'm going to, you know, blah, 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 blah. That is just not for me what a vision board is about. It's just not. I know that might sound weird. I might be a weirdo. If you don't agree, I completely understand. I'm not here to change your mind about it. That's just how I feel. So I'm not using a vision board to quote unquote manifest things. I'm using a vision board just to have a vision and to have some goals and to keep those goals at the forefront of my mind. Most of the goals are just about being a better person, being a better steward with my money, helping others and just things like that. Yes, I do have a house on there. But I'm not trying to, I guess, quote unquote, manifest it. Like I'm not meditating on it and like trying to just bring it into existence, if that makes any sense. So that isn't what a vision board is about for me. If that is what it's about for you, more power to you. I think that's great. But I did want to make sure that I spoke my truth and just kind of spoke about that and let you know kind of like how I view vision boards and the purpose of the vision board for me. I can't stress that enough, for me and my life. So with that said, happy vision board creating, ladies. I hope that you take some time to think about the goals that you have and whatever it is that you want, and you go and write that stuff down and you create your vision board and you put those things on there that you want to achieve and obtain. I think that is wonderful. I know that you can do anything you put your mind to. So I'm excited to kind of hear about, you know, your vision board and the things that you're putting on there. So you can always email me anytime. My email address is connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Hey, before we go, if I can ask for a favor, if you would be so kind as to head over to iTunes, if that's where you are listening, and leave a rating and review. I would just be so forever grateful if you did that. So please go ahead and do that. And I guess that's it for today's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I appreciate you listening. I will see you next Monday with another episode. And in the meantime, go ahead and knock out those vision boards, get working on your goals, and let's get to it. 2020 waits for no one. Talk to you next week.